Yevamoth Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamoth Bavli, Daf Mem Beis. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, 15 lines up from the foot of the page. Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Kamehi Kishuya. The Mishnah teaches how much is Kishuya, meaning days of pain and blood before birth, during which we can attribute blood to the birth rather than blood of Ziva, for example. But Meir Oimer, Afila Aboyim HaChamishim Yoim, but Meir says, it's even 40 or 50 days before the birth. The Yehuda says her last month of pregnancy suffices. But the Yehuda and Shimon say that Kishri is not more than 2 weeks. Now Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rav Rava, made an inference from this Mishnah. It teaches that a woman gives birth after even truncated months. If not, Rabbi Yehuda should say 30 days rather than a month. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, B'Shem Rabbi Rava, Zaysameris, Sha'ishu Yeledis Lechadoshim Shlimim, D'Taninan, Da'ya Chadosha. And Rabbi Yosef Rabun, quoting Rav Rava, made the opposite inference that this teaches that a woman gives birth after 4 months because Rabbi Yehuda taught her month suffices, means her last month is always full. Yudin by Sof Dava Ashutelet. Yudin asked, well, is the law of Kishri only for proper birth? Why Afilo Hepila? No, it's even for a miscarriage. Amri Mana Shmas B'Shem Shmuel, he akasa uba, he leidasa, he relates ana yada, min ma, Shamas, I should say. Mana said, I heard in the name of Shmuel that recognizing the fetus is just like his birth, meaning both require 4 months. I don't know from whom I heard this in the name of Shmuel. Abba Bakayan, Kaim Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yirmiya, Amma. Abba Bakayan, in front of Rabbi Yossi, said that Rabbi Yirmiya said it. Amma Leib Chifki, Ale Amma, Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Chifki said in front of Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yirmiya did not say it. The Igpe, Rabbi Yossi, the Kable, Amma Leisha Ken Yoshua, Shaya Kosha Lamisha, Le Hava, Amma Kain, Rat Amma Eskain. Rabbi Yossi was upset at Rabbi Chifki for saying this. He told them even Yeshua, who was tied to Moshe, wouldn't say that Moshe did not say something, because perhaps he said it when Yeshua wasn't there. And you, Rav Chizkia, you were not tied to Rabbi Yirmiya, and you say that Rabbi Yirmiya never said it. Chazav Amma in the Amma Ella Keinish Teshama Mila Omakshi Aleha Ba'aba Ba'aba Alei Gahol Shmuel Bo'i. Rav Chizkia retracted and said, yes, he said it, but not because he holds that this is the halacha, rather like a man who heard the matter and challenged it. Does Abba Ba'aba argue with his son Shmuel? Rav Bachya B'Shem Shmuel La'ilam ena ishri ledeth oi lemasayim v'shivim v'echad oi lemasayim v'shivim v'shnayim oi lemasayim v'shivim v'shloisha oi lemasayim v'shivim v'arba. Rachya, quoting Shmuel, said that a woman gives birth after exactly 271, 272, 273, or 274 years from the relations that led to conception. Amalei Rabbi Mana, Mana said to Rav Bachya, from whom did Rebbe, whom do you hear this? He said, from Rabbi Abba. Rafa should say to Rabbi Abba, Taman hu amal, shniyu hu korasa uba, shniyu hi leidosai v'hacha amahachim. The Gemara asked that Rabbi Abba contradicts himself. There he said that recognizing the fetus is unlike his birth. Birth doesn't require a full month, and here he says this. Rabbi Abba bazutra b'shem Shmuel, kol shehu should say b'harbe, ayhu b'arbe. The Abba Zutra, quoting Shmuel, says, Hashem told Chava, Harbe Arbe, in Rishis Perek Gimel Pasuk, says, Thine, I will surely increase your descendants. Whatever is in Harbe, which is Gematria 212, means 7 months with 3 days for the Zera to be absorbed. Arbe means multiplying, applies to it, means the baby can survive. Rechir Ba'ashi, Ava Yosef, Kami Durav, Hamise, Mivas, Amalei, Ma'okain. Rechia Ba'ashi was sitting in front of Rav, he saw that he was alarmed, and Rav asked him why. Amalei chamalti ma'abro bihi baya meleid, va'anaboy ma'abasa ad delated sanin. Rechia said, my donkey's pregnant, and it needs to give birth, and I must mate him a male with it, lest it get cold. Amalei emasei ala aleha azacha, amalei bim plan. Chashav amalei baya hi ad kadoin. Rav asked him, when did a male mate with it? And he said, on a certain day, Pliny. Rav calculated and told him, it needs to wait more days until it gives birth. V'tani kein chamorta pechassas, enim pechassas, v'yemoyis halavona, v'yemoyisefes, We have a support from a Baisa. A donkey does not give birth in less than a lunar year and not in more than a solar year. Milsa de Bishur ben Levi, Pliga, Da'amashu ben Levi, Bekoyres, Shal Malchus, Shay Ava, Vehobiu, Shal Beithabi, Mena, Shivoim, Vehishmehim, Veholdu, Achshav, Yishmehim, Shayoldu, Achazman. Rishu ben Levi's teaching disagrees with the Baisa. Rishu ben Levi taught that the kingdom's bulls passed by and mated with cows of Rebbe's home. Some of them gave birth now after incomplete months, and some gave birth after much time. Kan Rebehima Tahira, Kan Rebehima Tamiya. The answer is this refers to Tahar animals, and this refers to Tamim, the latter's time is not fixed. Rishu ben Levi does not argue with the Baisa. Vahaksiv, Hayadas is Ledes Yali Sela Vagema. Tispo, Yerichayim, Tmanana, Vyadat, Ace, Litana. Hayadat, Ace, Ladas, Chaya, Tahira, Kabahima, Tamea. It says in Eov, in Perek Lamatef, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, do you know the time for the mountain goats to give birth? Do you wait for the hinds to calve? Do you count the months when they will be filled? And do you know the time of their birth? It has a fixed time, even though Yael is Tahar. Amalei Chaya, Tahira, Kabahima, Tamea. The answer is that a Tor Chaya is like a Tommy Behema, means its time is fixed. Rabbi Meir Chashash Ligitin, Rabbi Yudah Chashash Levlad. Rabbi Meir was concerned for Gitin not to let the divorcee remarry within 3 months, lest her ex-husband say, had I known that you are pregnant, I would not have divorced you, so your get is mistaken and invalid. Rabbi Yudah was concerned for the child, means lest there be a suffix about who is the father. Rabbi Yosi Chashash Ligitin and Levlad, Rabbi Yosi is concerned only when there's concern for Gitin and for the child. In taming the Leith of Meir, if you say Lisni, Arusos Yinatha Miyad. If you say that Rabbi Meir is not concerned for Gittin, the Mishnah should teach that Arusos, who are widowed or divorced, may remarry immediately. Abzur B'Shem Rabbi Gedula, Ma'enes Eina Sichel Hamtin Shleisha Hayot Ses Beget Sichel Hamtin Shleisha Chadoshim. Abzur, quoting Gedula, said that one who does Minyan need not wait 3 months before remarrying. One who is divorced must wait 3 months, even a minor, like the case of Minyan. Had the Messiah of Meir, did Meir Chashash Legitin. This supports of Meir, who was concerned for Gittin. Rabbi Abba B'Shem, Rabbi Abba Ba'yimya, Anusa in a Sichel Hamdin Shleisha Chadoshim. Abba quoting Rabbi Abba Ba'yimya said that one is raped need not wait 3 months. Masada Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Chashash Legitin and Levlad, and this supports Rabbi Yosi, who was concerned only when there was a case of, when there was concern for Gittin and for the child, and Gittin do not apply to rape.